And today's date is April 19th, 2017. Myself, Detective Lopez, going to interview at in Santa Paula. Reference the OIS that occurred April 9th, 2017. Speaking outside, so you'll be hearing ambient noise. How you doing? Alright. What was that? How you doing?
Oh, Godwater's asleep and I don't want her to.
Yeah, that's okay. No, no, this is fine. This is nice out here. I actually get some sun. This is nice. No, it's okay. So, you're retired? I thought someone told me you were not retired, so I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess there was a shooting in 2012. You were working that. Someone told me that really affected you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Here's another one.
I know. That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
Oh, Cody called me, and I'm like, it's like I can't even talk. I'm like hyperventilating. And I'm like, I know.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm like, this is so hard. Like, I didn't even know what I was walking into. I was just trying to get my granddaughter and my daughter.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's what I was gonna ask, is how you ended up there. Is it just by chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter lives and like sometimes she'll hear fireworks or something,
right.
And then she'll call and she'll tell my mom to turn on the scanner to see if she hears anything.
Okay.
So she called. She was like, I think there was gunshots.
This is before you went over there?
Yeah, before I went over there.
And you were going over there to pick up
my daughter and my granddaughter.
Okay.
So sometimes she'll go. I'm like, before this happened, I'll be like, are you okay? Do you want us to go pick you up so you can come over?
Right.
She'll be like, no, I'll just wait a while before I do anything. This time she called, and it was already in the morning, and she was just like, something happened, like there was gunshots, like, I don't want to be here.
And she called you right before you went over there?
Yeah.
Okay, so then what happened?
So then I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, something happened. She was like, I know it was gunshots. Like,
wow.
And usually she'll be like, no, it's fine, I'll just wait it out.
Right.
And I'm like, are you sure? I don't want you to be over there.
She lives on that street.
Yeah. So that's when I went over there, and I was trying to get her out. Well, I went to go see if I could get her out, and they told me, no, you know, you have to go, you know, wait over there. So I waited till we were able to get her out. So, well, we couldn't really get her out. The sheriff let her jump the wall, mm-hmm. and then we just came over here.
Okay. Now, when you got there, did you walk? Was there a crime tape set up? Did you walk into an area? Did you make contact with any of the officers?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I make.
And it's okay if you did.
No,
I
did.
You know, you wanted to go check on them.
It's just like I can't remember. Like.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that we don't miss anything out. That way, but here's the deal, because we don't want anybody to say, you know, that somebody went in there and moved things around.
Oh, yeah, I didn't touch.
You know, well, that's.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. So that's what I want you to do, is walk me through exactly when you got there, what you did.
I walked on.
Where did you park?
Well, my mom dropped me off.
Oh, wait a minute, you went to your mom's first?
No, she was here. I told her, hurry up, drop me off, because I haven't been driving.
All right, so where did she drop you off?
Right there on Palm and Ventura.
Okay, then what?
So then I walked in, and then that's when I saw Alonzo. But I didn't even know what had happened.
Okay,
I didn't
give him. When you said you walked in, did you go past any crime tape? Like, did you go? And it's okay if you did.
I don't know if I did. I
Jessica.
Don't know if there was some on this side.
That's okay.
Going up.
Okay, no problem.
I might have. I don't remember.
Again, I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
I just
want to make sure that we get exactly where you walked. And okay, so you walked in.
Yeah, I was right on Ventura and Palm, and I went in through the middle. And then I saw Alonzo, and I gave him a hug, and then he told me I had to wait.
So let me back you up a little bit further. When you first walked in, what was the first indication to you that there was something going on that street that was either law enforcement or emergency? Was there anything that you saw there? Like ambulance, fire truck, police cars?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Like, I don't even remember. I think there was a fire truck.
Okay. And you, as you were walking in?
Yeah.
Okay. And then. All right. So then you walked in, and you walked up. Who was the first person you talked to?
I remember. I walked and I saw Alonzo.
Did you go straight to him, or did you walk past anybody?
No, I walked to Alonzo.
Okay.
And then I gave him a hug.
Well, tell me your first words to each other when you guys got there. When you got there. If you can remember.
I don't remember. All I know is I asked is if I could get my daughter and my granddaughter out.
Okay.
And then he says, like, no, you're going to have to wait over there.
Alonzo?
Yeah.
Okay. But you gave him a hug?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, I wanted to tell him hi.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen him.
Did you know what had happened? Did he tell you what happened?
He had said, like, there was an officer involved shooting. Like, I don't remember exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I just want to get my granddaughter and my daughter out of there. And he was like, you can't do anything right now.
Okay.
He's like, you have to go over there. so I had to wait.
Okay.
Like by the garages.
But he told you there was did he say he shot somebody or did he just say there was an officer?
That's what I'm saying. Like honestly, I don't even remember.
Okay.
Like after what I've been through and like trying to like when it, I don't even remember what he said. Like I kind of remember like know what had happened, but I didn't know what happened. He just told me to go over there, and I was just like, what the hell did I just walk into?
Oh yeah. Okay. But you didn't see, did you see anything on the street? Did you see a person?
The guy was already covered up.
Oh, with what?
A white sheet.
Okay, so you did see a body or you saw something covered up?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when he told you to go away, where did you go?
It's not like, there's when you drive in, there's like a first little drive thing. It's not that one, it's the second one, but... after I was waiting there, we had to wait like a little bit past the garages.
Okay.
So I was waiting right there.
Okay. So while you were waiting, then what happened from there?
I wasn't even paying attention to any of that. I was just trying to hurry up and get my granddaughter out.
Okay.
So then, one of the other reserve officers was walking up and I gave him a hug.
Uh-huh. And, who was that? Do you remember?
Brad.
Okay.
So then I told him, you know, I just wanted to get my granddaughter and my daughter out, you know, as soon as possible, because they didn't want to be there.
And what did he say?
So then he's like, okay, let me talk to Ish. So then when he went to go talk to Ish, my daughter had called me. She said that the deputy was letting her use a ladder to get over the wall, but we had to go through, like, all the way around on Main Street to do that.
Oh, okay. So you guys went out the back.
So then we got her, and we just came home.
Okay. All right, so after you came home, what happened from there?
We just stayed here.
Okay, did you talk to anybody on the phone?
I asked Cody. I called Cody, and I asked him if he could just let us know when we're able to... Oh, I just texted Alonzo to see if he was okay and if he needed anything to eat. I told him that my daughter would... If he wanted something, my daughter would take him.
So you texted him?
Yeah.
And did you actually ever call him and talk to him?
No.
Okay, so it was just one text saying, hey, if you need anything?
Yeah, I said, if you need anything, you know, whatever. Okay. And I'm like, if you need to talk... You know, I'm here.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, it'll be like, I know you're probably, way I felt because I worked both of the deaths of our reserve officers and then like some major stuff that we were helping with you guys with.
Yeah.
And then the final shooting.
It's a lot of stress.
So, like, I was like, just take a deep breath. Like,
yeah.
I still don't know how to handle it, you know? And I could just imagine, you know, what he's going through. So
right,
I'm like, I was like, just take a deep breath. I'm like, you know, and when you go home with your family, just cherish that moment. Because to me, when I got home, like, I just felt better, you know, with my kids around me. So.
All right. So you didn't talk to Alonzo. You just texted him.
Yeah.
So you never had a phone conversation right after. Okay. But you said you called Cody?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that conversation like?
I just asked him if he could tell me when it was clear.
Okay. Anybody else did you call or text related to that?
Well, before I bumped into Brad, I called Ish to see if he knew when it was going to be clear, and he said he didn't know.
Okay.
So when I left, I just said that the deputy was letting my daughter jump the fence. And
so Cordero.
I didn't have to worry about it.
Cody and Alonzo.
Yeah.
Those three.
Yeah.
Okay. So after that, you didn't have any contact with anybody?
Oh, no.
When did you find out that it was clear to go in? How did you find out?
I asked Cody to text me.
And did he?
Know. Yeah.
Okay, so he did text you later. And
yeah,
because
we didn't want to, keep going and checking or anything.
Okay, so getting back to when you walked in there, you didn't, did you move anything? Did you touch anything?
No, I didn't
touch anything. Did anybody specifically tell you details about what happened?
No.
Nobody talked to you? Did any other officers involved ever talk to you?
No.
Afterwards?
No.
Okay. All right. Because the investigation is concluded now, so whatever happened after the investigation, well, I shouldn't say the investigation, but the main, you know, the main interviews and all that's already been done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't touch anything.
Any conversations you had after now, after
No,
Thursday
I wanted to text them and just say, hey, are you doing okay? But it's like, I didn't really want anyone bothering me because it's like, I didn't know I was going through so much, I didn't know how to understand it, so I didn't want anybody bugging me, so I don't want to really, you know.
Do you remember if you stepped on any blood? Did you see any blood that you walked past or anything? Okay. So no other involvement besides what you told me. Okay. Anything I left out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No. Okay. What I'm going to do is leave you my card. If there's anything that that you forgot to tell me or I forgot to ask you, just call me. My office and leave my, or just call my cell, either one.
Okay.
You got my cell phone.
Yeah.
So that's my card. If there's something you forgot or I didn't mention,
just give me a call. He just told me, like, you need to go over there, so I didn't want to bother him. And
no problem.
Okay.
Well, so you're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm just like, it sucks that, you know, it has to happen.
Yeah.
I had money to get my daughter out of there, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I know you're busy.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to remember the best I can.
No,
it was
that's
just
okay.
Like, I'm like shaking up still, so it's like
okay.
A sucky situation.
Do you know if they, obviously they talked to your mom, the police, right? They interviewed her?
She wasn't there. She just dropped me off.
No, I'm sorry, your grandmother.
My daughter?
I'm sorry, your daughter,
yeah,
where the kids were.
They did,
okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not your grandmother, your daughter. She was taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
Then they interviewed her.
Oh, yeah.
That's all, I just want to make sure. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.